When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Front Office Edition of the John Soto Podcast is brought to you by City College of New York, doing remarkable things. Learn more at ccny.cuny.edu.
It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go, here we go.
And the Giants mobile
app. Get them in there, let's go.
Part of the Giants Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of the Giants Huddle Podcast. I'm Bob Pappa. We're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Brian Daboll. And coach, now that you've had some time to process this last year, how would you describe the 2022 New York Football Giants season?
It was a start. You know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, it was obviously good to get to the playoffs and get a win, but didn't end the way we wanted to end. And, you know, certainly have a lot of things that we can do better. And, you know, that's what we're going to do during the offseason, is really focus on our football team and the things we can do better, whether that's scheme, decision-making, schedules, player acquisition. You can't just take that season and start off the next season. It's a whole new year with a whole new team, and that's what we got to try to build.
Coach, what was a favorite memory of the season?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, the first game, you know, getting that win in Tennessee and having Shep come over and Saquon and talking to the defensive guys and watching the missed kick and then going into the locker room. That was a special moment. Each year is built with special moments, tough moments and special moments. And I'd say that was the first one of the season for me.
Describe what the past year was like for you personally as a first-year head coach.
No, it's been good. I try to do the best job that I can, and got a lot of good people that work with me to help me do my job, and it's a collective effort. That was a dream come true, but a lot of work to be done.
When you took over this job, what was one of the biggest challenges for you in year one?
Yeah, you know, it took me so long to get to here, so I've seen a lot in my 25 years coaching, 20-some years in the league. You know, try to be as prepared as I could be. I think the biggest thing is just surrounding yourself with good people. You know, Joe and his staff on that side, the scouting staff, the coaches, all the support staff in the building. You know, you have a job to do as a head coach. That's to be a leader and to try to help your team get better each day, your staff get better each day. But you also rely on a lot of other people to help you. So a lot of lessons learned. Grateful for the opportunity, but thankful for the people that I'm with.
What were some of your top goals heading into the 2022 season that you and your staff were able to achieve?
Well, I think we got better each week. You know, I thought we built a team that had good chemistry. We weathered some adversity throughout the season. We got off to a fast start. We won a playoff game. But again, you know, all those things are fine. And it was good to lay a foundation. But we have a lot of work to do, and we're starting right now getting ready for the 2023 season.
One thing that stood out was you were consistent in your message all season. It's about the process, the preparation, not just the result. Can you elaborate on this a little more?
Sure. We live in a results world. You know, this is a popular sport, and, you know, it can get to you pretty quick when things don't go the way you want them to go. So I think just teaching the guys about the next step, the next process, the next practice, that's very important to us as a coaching staff. You can only control the things that you can control, and that's what you do during the week to try to put yourself in position on a Sunday or a Monday or a Thursday to go out there and execute for 60 minutes. And sometimes it doesn't go the way you want it to, but if you put everything you got into it the right way, you can live with the results. You know, the hard part about things is if you don't do that and you still win, you know, that's tough, you know, as a coach. And, you know, I never felt that way. I thought, you know, our guys really competed, worked hard, did the right stuff throughout the week. So again, after a loss, you take it hard, but I could live with it based on, you know, what I did and what they did to prepare.
It's pretty amazing. There were 300 roster transactions during the season. Just talk a little bit about the importance of roster balancing, evaluation during the year, and how your staff worked diligently to put the best players on the field.
Yeah, well, that starts with Joe and the personnel staff of bringing guys in to work out, to staying on top of the league and who's out there. And, you know, once we bring people in, it's the job of the player, but of the coach, and I'd say the position coach, to get them ready to play as quick as we can get them ready to play. And if we think they can help us, they come in on Thursday. You know, sometimes you got to be ready to play on Sunday if we think that that's the best thing for our team. So it's really a group effort. You know, again, starts with the scouting staff and then goes to the position coaches and the coordinators for the job that they did.
The 2022 AP Coach of the Year. What does this award mean to you?
It means I got a lot of good people around me. You know, I wouldn't be there if I didn't have the players out there on the field, most importantly, competing, the support staff, the coaches doing their job. It's really a group effort. I know that, you know, I was blessed to get that award, but it's really, to me, a team award because it's such a team sport. So I'm very thankful for the people that I get to work with every day.
You know, the NFL never slows down. You went from the divisional round of the playoffs to the Senior Bowl in a matter of 2 weeks. What about that short turnaround and the preparation for the offseason?
Well, that's just the next season. That's how the National Football League works. You know, I like getting a jump start on the draft. You know, Joe has been and his staff have been looking at these guys for a long, long time. So I'm just trying to, you know, figure out some of these guys, who they are, where they go to school, get my first look at these guys. So it was a good week down there just to kind of sit back and hear some of the scouts talk and watch some practice and talk to some prospects.
You know, during the season, you locked into your current roster. When does your process begin on college player evaluations, and how often are you and Joe in communication about that?
Yeah, mine doesn't start until basically I get down to Mobile. You know, I watch college games on Saturday sometimes, but my focus is on the season and our football team.
Coach, you have the East-West Shrine, you have the Senior Bowl, the NFLPA, et cetera. How important is the college all-star season of games to evaluate players?
Yeah, I think everything is important. You know, I think, you know, they do a good job down there at the Senior Bowl. Jim Nagy and his staff does a good job. And it was, you know, it was good down there to get some eyes on players and talk to some players. And then, you know, you come back from that, you do some more stuff, you know, now you start getting ready for the combine and NFL year.
Obviously, after the All-Star games, it's kind of right into the NFL combine. What are some of the biggest benefits to this week-long event?
We get your eyes on a lot of the players, and really, you know, what's a critical part for our process is our interviews with the players. You know, you get to spend 15 minutes with them and get a feel for who they are a little bit and talk some football. So, again, it's just the introductory. It's part of the process. You know, there's a lot of other things that go along with this, pro days or individual workouts and meetings and Zoom calls and just one step part of the process.
Did any members of your 2022 rookie class impress you, specifically at the combine last year?
No, I think, look, the combine is, again, for us, it's part of the process. So they get their medical check, they do their workouts, they have meetings, and, you know, you just put it as to, this is another step and another part of our evaluation process.
Coach, I think about it a lot. Smart, tough, dependable. That's the motto. How can you tell if a player has these qualities during evaluation?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of work. You know, watching them on tape, you can certainly see things that show up that show their instincts and their intelligence. But then you have to, you know, sit down and meet with them and go through things. And each team has a different way to do that. You know, dependability, you know, you're doing your research on these guys. You know, are they doing what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it on a consistent basis? And then the toughness part of it is, you know, you can see that on tape, but there's also an element of mental toughness nowadays that I think is so very, very important. And it's not just, you know, how you deal with after a loss. It's sometimes how you deal with things that are out of your control.
You know, the league is very compacted. Just a week after the combine, there's free agency. A lot of important decisions regarding your current players and other free agents. What's the ultimate goal heading into free agency?
I'd say it's the same thing as with the draft. We're just trying to put together the best team we can for the 2023 season. And, you know, it's not just collecting talent. You know, you have to get the right people with the right mindset in your building to help develop your culture and your team. And that's what we try to do each day.
Coach, thanks for a couple minutes. Always great catching up with you. And Giants fans, don't forget on the Giants YouTube channel, you don't want to miss this new edition of Giants Life, the process, getting you ready for the draft. Well, that wraps it up. I'm Bob Papa. You've been listening to the Giants Huddle Podcast.
The front office edition of the Giants Huddle Podcast is brought to you by the City College of New York. Explore CCNY. Visit ccny.cuny.edu.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.